This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Raising children is a difficult job, and your parenting skills will influence the future of your child. Certified financial advisor Byron Moore talks about the different approaches of parenting on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Parenting is a paradox. It's the most selfless and the most selfish thing you're ever going to do. The selfless part is obvious. For 18 or 21 or 25 years, we birth them, clean them, feed them, house them, clothe them, teach them, discipline them, and hopefully love them. And for most of that time, our children will fail to realize the incredible sacrifices their parents are making. We get smiles and hugs and the occasional thank you, but from the outside, looking in, parenting would appear to be a very one-sided relationship. So why do I also say that parenting is one of the most selfish things we'll ever do? Because at a very deep level, parenting is a perpetuation of self. Would you do all the things that you do for your children if they weren't yours? Well, there may be a few huge-hearted souls out there for whom the answer would be yes, but most of us would quickly admit that the sacrifices we make are reserved for our children only. And I believe that's because we are born with a God-given instinct to love and protect and nurture our children. At least part of the reason is so things that we value, including ourselves, will live on through our children. They carry a part of us in them and with them, and we want them to continue that after we're gone. So we might call the two sides of this paradox parenting to give and parenting to get. Here's the funny thing. When you parent to give, you often get the other side thrown in. But if you parent to get love, get appreciation, get approval, get someone to love you, get someone to carry on your values, you often lose out on both. Money and wealth are among the most accurate measures of what we really value. And while your kids may never be able to articulate what they see and sense from your financial dealings with them, they're getting the message loud and clear. If your dominant parental goal is to control your child, forcing her to obey your will and ultimately to meet your needs, you increase your chances of losing that child relationally and not getting your needs met. On the other hand, if your dominant parental goal is to see her flourish and to launch her into independence, well, you increase your chances of maintaining and actually expanding your relationship with your now adult child. So yes, by all means, teach your children to be financially responsible by teaching them the skills of planning and budgeting, goal setting, self-control, and delayed gratification. You could wrap all of these skills into one word, thrift. Just be very careful that you aren't using money as a lever to force your child to meet your emotional or relational needs. Such fiscal manipulation often results in resentment and a tendency to want to distance oneself from the manipulator. So, what's your goal as a parent? Is it to limit them and control them and meet your needs? Or is it to launch them to reach their own full capacities? Like it or not, the way that you relate to them financially will let them know. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.